Sir, shall I say, Vairagyam, Vairagya Gneva, Apriti, Krishna, Idhar Vastu.
Yes. Bhakti, Paradhanu, Bhava, Virakti, Annatu. This is Vairagya. So unless he has attained this stage, Virakti, there is Bhakti. Bhakti is so powerful that it brings automatically Vairagya. But if there is no Vairagya, where is Bhakti? Understand it? Yeah. It does not depend that you have to practice Vairagya separately. But if you are actually Bhakta, then Vairagya is there. If there is no Vairagya, there is no Bhakti. It is Savajava.
In other words, Vairagya is a byproduct of Bhakti.
Yeah. That is stated, Kichit Kivalaya Bhaktya Vasudeva Parayana Agam Dhundanti Kasneena Niharam Ivo Bhasa. Vairagya is to be practiced, but Bhakti is so strong, Kichit Kivalaya Bhaktya, simply by Bhakti, Vasudeva Parayana, Vairagya immediately comes. Agam Dhundanti Kasneena Niharam Ivo Bhasa. If actually one is pure bhakta, then everything material fails. That is real bhakti. Now I have got some bhakti and some material desire also. That is not bhakti. That is more good bhakti. But that does not mean that shall stop bhakti. No. You take bhakti to the principle, to the regulative principle, then automatically Vairagya. The Vairagya is not coming, that means you have not been pure bhakta. That is adulteration. Navirasita sunnam, that is bhakti. And because there is not navirasita sunnam, it is adulteration.
Bhakti avyabhichari. Bhakti avyabhichari.
Abhyabhichari, yes. Mahant abhyabhichari, bhakti jodhi najar sevate. Abhyabhichari. Sagunan samadhikta yita. Brahma gunyaya kalpate. He is above. Sri Guna. So if I am still under the more material nature, that means I am not in abhyabhichari anymore. This is the warning. Therefore, Lord Buddha rejected Vedas.
Because, sir, in the name of Vedas, people were misbehaving.
Vedas, when Lord Buddha wanted to stop animal killing, these rascals came with Vedas. Vedas will be sacrificed, animal killing. So he thought that these rascals will create botheration by bringing Vedas there. He said, I don't care. Vedana-maniya buddha haila nasik vedasraya nasikkabhad buddha kevada. Similarly, these rascals are giving evidence of Rupa Goswami's advice. That here is Dada Kundu mentioned, but whether you have followed other things. You are manipulated by the Udara Vegam, Upastha Vegam. The first instruction, Itan Vegam, Javisa, Eta, Dhira. friend for him, Radha. Dhira-chatta-namayyati. He has got 3 dozen sevadasis. And living in Radha-kul. My Guru Maharaj wanted to publish Govinda Lila. He asked permission of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So first of all, he said, sir, I'll tell you something. And then he reminded, he said, yes, you can drink one cup. He got so much anxious to print it. Print one cup. Print it and you can see that you have printed. Not for this. So we have to think of these books for understanding properly. Not just higher is other thing. Not just a book. Jump open, like much. Here is asking.
Even in Krishna book, Rasleela should not be told in public.
No, why? Krishna book must be there. In the book must be there.
But
you should go gradually. You should go gradually. You first of all understand Krishna, then Krishna Leela. If you have not understood Krishna, then you think Krishna and Rasleela is just like we mix with your home and that becomes us for you. Because they do not understand Krishna. Manusanam saha sesu karchita dhudhisiddha. Yadadama vishiddhana. Krishna understanding so easy. If you do not understand Krishna, how can you go to the Krishna's confidential activity?
Some of the devotees, they said, it is for liberated souls. So they said, well, we are all liberated.
Yes. Liberated for going to hell.
In your Krishna books, your Bhagavad
Gita. Go to the Mandi.
Okay. You've given such clear explanation, along with the stories of Krishna, that it's very difficult to misinterpret. Because you've given such such clear explanation.
You read all the books, first of all, then you read everything.
Even theoretical understanding that Krishna is transcendental will not help unless one
is Krishna has been, some of the Krishna lived at the hill. The hell can become equal with Krishna.
Shri Prabhupada, what about if some devotees, I know they want to come to Vrindavan?
Every devotee, they must follow the rules and things. That's all.
And engage in practical service.
Yes. Guru Mukha Padma Vakka Chittete Kariya Yodhka Arana Kariya Mani. As you take an order from Guru Maharaj that I am going to jump over Radha Kunda, where does he go? There is he, Guru Mukha Padma Vakka Chittete Arana Kariya. Why is he desiring like that?
And there are some devotees who always want...
They are not devotees. That's good. Don't say some devotees. Devotees are here. Guru Mukha Padma Vakka Chittete Kariya Arana Kariya.
They also wear the Radhakun Mukti.
You know, where the decision understand the Radhakunda and how to deal with the Radhakunda. Raghunath Das Goswami showed how to live in Dharmati. Sankha Purvaka Namagana Kala Amasani. He had circumambulating in Radha Kunda, falling down, making a mark. That is Radha Kunda. Sankha Purvaka Namagana Nati. Not only counted holy name, but offering obeisances so many hundred times in Sanskrit. That is Radha Kunda. So much bhajana. He can take bath in Radha. Customer do this, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Sankha Purvaka Namagana Nati, Kala Avasani Krito. Nidrahara Vihara Kadi Vijito. Tatpanto Vivao.
In other words, first one should understand Bhagavad Gita, then gradually through the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, then ultimately Chaitanya Charitamrita. Without that, simply taking Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes. Bhagavad Gita is the entrance. Then Bhagavad is graduate and Chaitanya Charitamrita. This will be step by step. But, when it is here, everything becomes relieved. He does not commit mistake.
There are some devotees, especially in Vrindavan, who will always try to run to Haridwar, Jagannath Puri, always parikrama of holy places.
To go to holy places.
They go independently.
Mm-hmm.
Less to avoid service than to become pure. Take
but there's no harm if they just.
You see, you can become independent. Nobody can change. Everyone is independent. But one who wants to be regulated, he has to surrender. That is voluntary. Otherwise, everyone is free to do whatever he wants. Those who have surrendered soul, they will wait for the instruction of Guru and do according. That is the Guru Mukha Padma Vakka, Chitta Dekhaya, Aranakari. That is the God. Otherwise, everyone can remain independent. All living beings are independent. Even if I say that you do not do it, you are independent. You can do it. Even Krishna gives independence to Arjuna. That I chasi tathaka. I have told you everything. Now you do whatever you like. So that depends on the candidate. Everyone is free to do anything. But if he's actually serious, then he has to do Guru Mukha Bhagavad Gita, Arana.
What prompts the soul to misuse his properly?
Because he has got little independence. Tatechasitakata. He has got this.
Why do some misuse it and some never misuse it?
Like that depends on him. If one is determined that I shall only act according to the advice of my Guru Maharaj, then he's got it.
So even the nitya
one system. Has to submit by Gurdun, Shishya Sriyam, Sadhimam, Sapanna. Otherwise you will argue.
The nitya siddhas, they also have guru.
Huh?
Even nitya siddha has guru in spiritual.
Even the liberated soul, nitya siddha.
Liberated soul never says that I am liberated. As soon as he says liberated, he's a rascal. A liberated soul will never say that I am liberated. That is liberated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. Guru Mate Mukha Deki Kurila Sasa. My Guru Maharaj saw me a rule number one and he has testified. God. This is the example. If one remains always a servant, everlastingly, a guru, then he is liberated. And as soon as he thinks that he is liberated, he is a servant. That is the teaching of Jesus. Guru more murkha de Chaitanya Mahaprabhu murkha. Why is posing himself that murkha? And rule number one. That means that is liberation. He must be ready always to be chastised by Guru. Then he is liberated. And as soon as he thinks that I am beyond this chastisement, I am liberated, he is liberated. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Mare Mukha Deki Karila Sasa. This is how you are. He is saying, I become liberated. I don't require any direction of my Guru. I am liberated. Then he says, why these Gauri were fed? Because they tried to become more than Guru. He, before passing away, he gave all direction. And never said that this man should be the next Acharya. But these people, just after his passing away, they began to fight who shall be Acharya. That is very. You never thought why Guru Maharaj gave us instructions of anything, why he did not say that this man should be Acharya. They wanted to create artificially somebody Acharya and everything failed. Did not consider, even with common sense, that if Guru Maharaj wanted to appoint somebody as Acharya, why did he not say? He said so many things. At this point he missed. Real point. And they insisted on it. They declared some unfit person to become Acharya. Then another man comes, I am a child. So better remain a foolish person perpetually to be directed by Guru Maharaj. That is perfect. And as soon as he learns the Guru Maharaj Vidya, now I am so advanced that I can kill my Guru and he'll be done.
They kept fighting, and when the real Acharya emerged, they all became understood. They all became baffled. We were thinking, I'm Acharya. Now they all know in their hearts, they are all knowing, I can see. They all know that who is the real Acharya.
The real Acharya emerges by his own preaching.
Yeah.
Thank you.